This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Guest line and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to the nation's capital and talk to our main man. We love talking to Coach Ron Adams here on the morning roast on 95.7 The Game. Coach, hell of a win on Saturday, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're really jacked up over the way your team showed resolve Saturday night, nearly blowing a 31-point lead, getting outscored 76-48, but watching the youngsters and JK and Pods make big plays out of stretch, watching the continued excellence with Buddy Hield, not only shooting and rebounding, but playing defense, Ron, and I know that's where you hang your hat on defensively. Maybe you could speak to that defensively so far. We're loving all the hustle stats. Number one in deflections, top of the league in steals, not getting blown by. Can you discuss maybe what you guys are doing so well defensively, because it looks so connected defensively in this young season?
Well, we've done it. We're doing a great job defensively to this point. And I think a lot of it is we're well organized. I think Jerry Stackhouse and Chris DeMarco works with Jerry, but Jerry's done a really good job. I like his demeanor. I like how he holds people accountable. And we've been blessed with a roster of a lot of two-way players, and most of them have a defensive aptitude. And Buddy has been a surprise, but Buddy exemplifies what this team is doing, and everyone is really playing aggressively and hard. Perhaps that's because minutes are at a premium, but I think everyone's motivated. I think most of the guys we have in this team are intrinsically motivated. I don't think it's necessarily because of the competition for minutes. But that's kind of been our formula for our defense. We are not the biggest team in the league, obviously, but I think we've overcome that with really a workman-like attitude about it and a great hustle and I think great camaraderie also to this point.
Coach, you're referencing Buddy. I just didn't know that the guy was going to give this much effort on defense. And then the dribbling, like, he's finished around the rim way more. Are you just seeing something different? Have you guys, you know, empowered him a little more? Like, I thought he was more of a catch and shoot player. Maybe I sold the guy short. I'm in love with what I'm seeing from Buddy Hield and clearly his vibe. All these guys are just feeding off of his energy right now. I'm in love with Buddy Hield.
Well, it makes two of us. I'll just tell a story that I think kind of exemplifies Buddy and what he means to us and how he's adapted to this environment. But we had a exhibition game. Maybe it was our last exhibition game or next to last. I forget which. And Buddy was 4-for-14 in the game. Didn't have a great shooting night. Shot into some really intense shot challenges, and he was coming off the floor in the fourth quarter, and he met Steve, and they were both laughing. Steve had his arm around him, and I told Steve after the game, I said, that interchange was the most significant thing that happened in this game, because Steve is a wonderful coach to play for in general, but if you're a shooter, he's more than wonderful. And I think Buddy feels that. I think Buddy's been judged in on many teams recently, not so much probably when he came into the league, but you know, if he's not making shots, he's not playing. And shooters can't feel that. Shooters have to feel the freedom to shoot the ball. And no one, I think, fosters the confidence of a shooter better than Steve Kerr.
Wow. Ron Adams here on the Morning Ross on 95.7 The Game, speaking about Buddy Hield. Now let's speak about Jonathan Kuminga, because you've been in this league a long, long time, Coach. And we've seen players in contract years. We see players with sporadic playing time, whether they start or come off the bench. They could drift. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of it over the course of your NBA career, Coach. But JK's response this week, showing the maturity, the growth, playing well. Obviously, a lot of you guys Saturday they say, we don't win this game without Jonathan Kuminga. Could you speak to his week that he's had, shifting to the bench and responding with three solid basketball games?
Well, I think he was great this week, and especially in this last game. And he scored meaningful points down the stretch. But I think more than that, and I told him this, I thought it was his best game ever as a Warrior. And I say that because I thought he played every possession locked in with great effort. And I'm talking both sides of the ball. And this is what he's capable of doing. I think sometimes, let me just back up a little bit. Several seasons ago when he was having trouble scoring, figuring out the scoring part of it, he was really playing some good defense for us. If you remember, we were putting him on, in some cases, in any given game, the best player on the other squad. And he was responding well. His energy was good. Then he started scoring, and with a lot of younger players in the league, they forget about defense a little bit. And now we're back and approaching a really good balance. And if he can continue to do this and understand, above all else, just the nature of this league. Look, a basic fundamental in this league, the basic fundamental, I might add, is playing a game at an NBA level, playing a game with great intensity and aggressiveness. And this is why I was just elated for him and the game he played the other night in Houston, because I thought that game exemplified both of those characteristics.
Coach, you've seen it all, obviously. When you coach as long as you have, you're going to be on all the spectrums in terms of wins and losses and how they come together. But the last 30 seconds of that game, I mean, you're sitting on the bench. You got to feel helpless to a degree. You guys are missing free throws. We're turning it over. They're chipping away at the lead. You're not getting good looks. You know, they hit a three-pointer. We've got opportunities. And you're looking at them like, are we really going to blow this lead? And then you come out in overtime and you find a way to win that game. Take me through what the coaching staff was saying to each other after that win, because that felt like a two-game swing there. It really did.
Well, first of all, if you you guys are students of the league, and against many good teams, a big lead is somewhat of a curse.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
time and time again. I mean, we were down 20 to New Orleans the other night. And so... You're playing a powerful team. I mean, I don't know if there's a more physically imposing team when it comes to at least wing players than Houston. They have a lot of young, athletic people, and they turned it on. And, you know, they made some adjustments in the second half. They got more aggressive, but they were killing us on the old board, right? Mm. And these things happen. We had played a fairly impeccable first half. Obviously, you know, we made shots in a timely fashion. We defended well, all of that. And so we got hit in the mouth the second half. And I think the mark of a good team is to withstand that. And we were bending, right? We had to bend a lot, but we didn't break. And so I liked that game in the sense that it, I think, indicated to us, and I think to our players, the resiliency of what you have to bring to the court every night, and then to work through that game and then win it. So as far as the game, like, you know, the sequences of the game, I will only say this. I thought Kyle was huge in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have Brandon who, you know, as far as a player goes, is really a one and a half bordering on a two. you know, can handle the ball, can get us into some offense. But he's a versatile guard-type player, right? And then after that, we have Melt is out, so, you know, we can't use him at that spot. And now we have Kyle, who basically is a point four. And he ran the team well. He did a lot of great things offensively, but more than that, he had 5 to 6 great shot challenges when it counted in that game, all resulting in misses on the part of the guy he was guarding. I just thought he did a tremendous job in steadying us down the stretch. And, you know, we missed 18 free throws. You know, some games we don't get 18 free throws.
Hey, you got to the line 50 times, Coach. 50 times on Saturday.
Missed 18 free throws. I mean, 18 to 20 is a good total for us to get to the line.
No doubt. Real quick,
crazy.
Coach, before we let you go, because we're up against it here, we do appreciate the time. We always appreciate talking to you. We all get smarter and wiser when we talk to you, Coach Rod Adams. Real quick on Draymond Green. I think he talked about the champion, being the champion of change and checking his emotions. But on the court, I think he's got off to a phenomenal start, not only defensively, but can you touch on maybe his aggressiveness offensively? Because that right there, the 14 points, the big three late in the game, he's facilitating. I think offensively, this is the best I've seen Draymond look in years.
Well, I think he's trying to assert himself offensively a bit, and we need him to do that. And his three-point stroke has been... Actually, last year, too, I mean, he made a good percentage of his shots. I like what he's doing from the three-point line. He's spending, I think, more time in thinking about, like, the finer aspects of his shot. I think coming into the league, he was a big-picture guy. The smaller things didn't matter as much to him. He got it done with energy and his you know, just his strong will to win basketball games, and now he's older and a little bit wiser in that regard, and I think he's getting better as a shooter. We need that. But I think defensively he's obviously playing at a very high level, and I think his leadership on the court has been really good, and we need that because we're going to be a team that relies on multiple playmakers, and he's one of them. I think Kyle is one of them, and we can go down, you know, we can go down the line. Even Buddy is showing some playmaking abilities, as is Melton, and so on down the line. So he's important to us in that regard also, but he's a confidence builder, booster for all of our guys defensively. He understands the game. He sees the pictures early and so on. And I think, he's gotten off to a good start. He came to camp. He was in good shape, but I think that was extremely important. And he will continue to do what Draymond Green does, and that is play winning basketball.
There's no doubt. We'll leave you on that note, Coach. This is a lot of fun to watch you guys get off to a great start. You won 20 of your last 24 on the road. You continue to try your road-winning ways tonight in the nation's capital against our old friend Jordan Poole of the Washington Wizards. It's been a lot of fun to watch. We can't wait to watch you later on today. Thanks for the time today, Coach.
You guys be well, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Coach. Coach Rod Adams here on the River Islands guest line. We're going to react to everything he just said. Buddy Hield, J.K., Draymond, this team, Samita, Los Gatos, Oscar Stockton. I know you guys are jacked up. We'll get you on the other side. We're going to respond to Coach as well. It's all coming up. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.